We're now joined by head coach Jenny Croy of the NCMC Lady Pirates. Game coming up at Southeast Community College on Saturday. I don't know why, but for some reason I feel like there's a pretty good chance we're going to make that trip and go over there. And I know there's snow tomorrow here in the forecast, and there's a little bit of snow in Beatrice on Saturday in the forecast. But it's a big bus, and we'll see if we go. Coach, are you leaning one way or the other when it comes to Saturday?
You know, Coach Ezra and I talked, and we probably won't make that decision until Saturday morning and kind of see how everything pans out with what they're forecasting. So we probably won't leave till around 9:30 in the morning, so hopefully by then we can tell what it's going to be like.
Might as well announce, too, here, as long as we're on the air on this Thursday evening, that, and I'm not sure it's going to work or not, but they're going to try, 4:30 girls and 6 o'clock boys for Trenton Milan on Friday night. I know the snow is supposed to get here before then, but we'll see what happens
with
that. They're attempting anyway.
Hopefully we avoid it all.
Yeah, they're attempting. So your team got a win last night, Coach. It's been eons since we've been able to talk about a W.
Right. It does feel that way, and it has been. We much-needed win for us. You know, I thought we came out and you know, played with decent energy all four quarters. Megan Ernson stepped up big time for us the entire game, played a phenomenal game for us.
You know, I thought, too, you have three guards that generally play a lot. And Megan's had her good moments, as have the other two. But I just thought from a consistency sake and being able to protect the ball, being able to finish at the rim, getting those three, Megan included in that conversation, to play to their potential, I think, you know, we talked about you have the ability to make some noise here as you move into the latter half of February. And I think it does start from the backcourt.
You know, I do. You know, last night's game, Megan just caught fire pretty quick. Got to the rim really well, shot the three really well. You know, just everything was on for her last night. And you know, she was kind of the fire we needed. She when she was on the bench, she was vocal the whole time. She just kind of kept everybody going. So, you know, we needed that from her last night. You know, Carissa Baber is another guard for us. You know, she's steady night in and night out, and it was good last night that they all recognized that Megan had the hot hand and got the ball to her and were able to get her open looks.
So as far as your team goes, Coach, you know, it's one of the things that crossed my mind as I was putting a story about your win on the website this morning, that you can go to the girls and say, don't worry about the record, you know, go play. But when they're in battle and, you know, things are not going their way and they're seeing the scoreboard not going their way, they can try to the best of their ability to forget about all that stuff. But eventually you got to get a win. Otherwise it's going in one ear and out the other. And that's why I thought last night was so big for your team.
Yeah, you know, it was, we knew going in it was a winnable game for us. And one of those that we needed to get and needed to make sure it happened. So, you know, first quarter, we were tied at 19, and actually second quarter, we struggled in the second quarter to score points, and so I think we got down 9 in the second quarter, but then fought back, and Megan hit a huge half-court shot at the buzzer to put us down 1 at half, and then we came alive in the second half and really never looked back, so... you know, we needed that win. The girls knew we needed that win, and we talked about, you know, maintaining energy the whole game and making sure that we took care of business, making sure our bench was engaged and in the game as well. And you know, it's when you're on a team or when you're part of a team and wins are scarce. You know, you've heard people say sometimes when you lose and you continue to lose, it becomes easy to lose. And so I was glad that these girls, you know, when we got down 9, that we didn't quit, that they continued to battle and got themselves out of that hole to get themselves the win.
And I think what happens, too, is if your record is 10 games below 500, as yours pretty much is right now, if you give up a 6-0 run, an 8-0 run, it feels like 20-0. You know, it just feels worse than it actually is, and it's tough to get them out of that rut.
It is. It is tough, and, you know, we... Leslie and I, you know, we continue to encourage and to try to build them up, you know, the best we can and to try to give them confidence. And, you know, a lot of this team is they do lack some confidence and some leadership on the floor. And so that's what we've been working on each day is, you know, who's going to step up and be the leader and you know, who's going to play with confidence, and you've got to play together, and you know, hopefully we'll just continue to work on that. I know there's very few games left, but, you know, we're trying to stay as positive as we can with this group.
And I want to mention, too, we don't talk a whole lot about, you know, players that move on and what they're doing, but go over to BearcatSports.com and check out the women's story from last night over at Northwest. It wasn't a win, and I know they're kind of building that program over there to get more wins, but Kendi had one heck of a night.
She did. I sent her a text this morning, you know, super proud of that kid. Kendi Eaton is just one of those athletes that you and players that you absolutely love to coach. She's that kid that comes in and she's excited to be at practice, and she's doing everything you ask, and she's doing it, you know, as intense as she can the whole time, and her teammates feed off that. And you know, I told her when they came over and were honored as our Family of the Year last week, and you know, we talked a little bit after the game, and you know, she was getting frustrated a little bit and said, if I don't hit my first couple shots, you know, then I tend to get subbed out. And I said, it'll happen. You know, your time's coming. And then I looked last night and she had 37 points, and she's so capable of just playing big time, and that's exciting for her, and I'm so glad she's having success at that level.
Well, and I think we knew that you hope you have some success on the recruiting trail, but replacing Kendi Eaton and Sarah Lamp in one recruiting cycle is going to be a near impossible task.
Right. And, you know, that's what – recruiting is tough. It's hard to look – you know, it's easy to be an outsider and say, why don't they have players? Why didn't they get players? Recruiting is tough. In general, but then you put in the aspect of, you know, we're recruiting to a small community and trying to get, when we don't have a lot of area kids, you know, we lucked out 2 years ago and landed, you know, all the area kids that we could, and that panned out for us. And that's what I told Leslie. We had a great group that year. Majority of them had enough credit. And how it works, they had enough dual credit when they came to us, they transferred in 1 year. They graduated in a year. So, you know, that hurts. But, you know, I wouldn't trade that year for anything. They were so fun to coach and such a great group of kids. And then, you know, last year we're out there, we're recruiting, we've got offers out, and we have a lot of girls who didn't, like, we would make the offer, they would consider, and then they decided they just didn't want to play basketball and were just going to go to school. And you find that with a lot of girls. I don't know if girls are goal-oriented and they know what they want to do, and they get more focused on, you know, their career versus, you know, playing 2 years of basketball and then seeing what they can do after. So, you know, we struggled last year in that recruiting. I thought we offered more kids probably than we ever had, and we got turned down more than we ever had. And so, you know, this year we're on it again. We're out there. We're almost gone pretty much five nights a week between our games and going to watch high school games and sending, you know, you send texts out on the daily to these kids. And, you know, you hope you can land them. You hope you can get them before another school does or before they decide they don't want to play. And there's a lot of aspects in it. So it's challenging, you know, and so we've got to make sure we're bringing in good kids that are ready to work hard and buy into our program and get us back in that win column.
Yeah, you certainly, playing time, you can promise that for next year, and a lot of things certainly with freshmen coming in. So this game over in Beatrice on Saturday, Coach, I go back to that game on January the 9th, not too very long ago, and they got you here 90-78, and as I recall that game, I really felt like that was a game that you kind of let slip through your fingers a little bit. That was a very winnable game that you didn't get the job done. So your team ought to have a little bit of motivation Saturday.
Definitely. Yes, we should have motivation. I agree. It is a winnable game. It's going to be tough at their place, but I think it's one of those, 50-50 games that could go either way, and we do stand a chance of walking out of there with a win. So we've got to put four quarters on the floor against them and make sure that our shots are falling and that we're taking good shots on the court, you know, in the flow of the offense. So You know, we'll work on that in the next few days and hopefully come out with a win on Saturday.
Head coach Jenny Croy of NCMC Coach C at the gym tonight. Good luck Saturday.
Thanks, Tom.